الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah has blessed us with this very, very great and honorable month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of it as it is supposed to be made qadr of. And look after this month. This is a month of great blessings in various ways. It is a month of ibadat also, and the reward of ibadat is so magnified, so much more greater Allah Ta'ala gives. Just to revise, so that we don't lose our system to carry on with the ibadat, because after some time then a person tends to become a bit lax. So where it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that in this month Allah Ta'ala makes a farad equal to 70 faraid and a nafal equal to a farad. So how much isn't the reward of ibadat in this month? And just to try and get some idea, we can never fathom it fully, but what it means that the whole life's nafal becomes a farad. Ulama have written that a whole life's nafal, as far as namaz is concerned, for example, all our tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, salatul tawbah, salatul haja, istikhara, all our nafal namaz of the whole life doesn't equal one farad. And this one namaz of nafal, that also the reward of Allahu Akbar, which we say so many times in namaz. Then we read our sana, surah Fatiha, a surat, the tasbihat, all this, the qawma, the jalsa, all this has got great, great value by Allah Ta'ala. So the whole life's nafal, one nafal namaz, we cannot imagine what the reward of it is. It is narrated, for example, the two nafils after Zuhr, first fourth rakat, two sunnati muakkada, and then the two nafil. A palace is built in Jannat. So how about all the tahajjud namaz? What rewards are mentioned? Ishraq namaz, Chash namaz, Zuhra, what great, great rewards. So the whole life's all this nafil, how much is it? But that does not equal one farad. So can we imagine what is a farad? The farad of Fajr, Allah give us all tawfiq, that we make always our Fajr, all our namazes with Jamaat. Allah open our masajid, we make them in the masajid with Jamaat. Allah, what great rewards they are. So in this month, that nafal is so much we cannot imagine. And then just one neki. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say that one sawab is more greater than the whole world and what it contains. Whatever is in the world, the things of this world will perish, will come to an end. But the sawab will last forever. And forever and ever. So one sawab. So all this is how much sawab. And then in the month of Ramadan, every nafal becomes the value of a farad. So how great isn't it? Every farad to 70 times, how much more so? What a month Allah Ta'ala has given. So for ibadat also. Then for our islah particularly. This is a month for our islah. And Allah make it that we keep this intention in our mind, that in this month my islah must be made. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, on that person the month of Ramadan passes, and his sins were not forgiven. Then there is unfortunate for such a person. So Allah make it that this month our gunas are also all forgiven. And then our islah is also made complete. And every year we keep that in mind. And for islah also, there is no limit to it. It carries on. Till mort we have to keep on being worried and concerned of our islah. And also the level of our islah. We have to be concerned. There is no limit to it. how much more we can make our Islam, we have to make endeavor. And the month of Ramadan is the ideal time when Allah has been so kind that one major thing for Islam is to be hungry. Allah prescribed, made for us, roza for us. So, and everyone, the whole ummah, alhamdulillah, keeps rozas. So, without us understanding, Islam has been made. But we make the niyat of it, and we work towards it, much more benefit we will get. The other great way of Islam is namaz. And Allah Ta'ala, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz itself is that. So Allah has made the 20 rakats of Taraweeh again. And then again, not just with short surahs, but the whole Qur'an Sharif. Qur'an Sharif itself, hudal linnas, hudam min al-bayyinati wal-furqan. Qur'an Sharif is a kitab of hidayat. And we are reading that in namaz, we are reading it in Ramadan. What a month for our islah. So Allah make it that our islah gets done fully, completely. And not just what we think, what is our islah, but what islah is in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, our tazkiyah, our islah. For that, du'as also. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to point out, make du'a that, Ya Allah, you make the mashiyat. You make your irada of our islah, our tazkiyah. And with that fadl and the rahmat of yours by which you make the tazkiyah, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So with that, oh Allah, you make our tazkiyah. So it is a month of tazkiyah also. Allah, let us keep that also in mind. And also, half of the month is all gone already. Really, it's not for us to wait for Eid and the other half, how are we going to finish it? We must be crying that this first half, then we haven't really appreciated it. We haven't done what we have to do. We try, even we make dua. After the dua also, still we feel guilty that, Ya Allah, I didn't make any dua. The duas I had to make, I haven't made them. And like that, the whole month will pass. It must not happen that we haven't accomplished anything. So we have to keep on trying. So it is the month of ibadat also. It is the month of islah also. It is a month to think of the poor and needy. And especially with the present condition, how many people are without food, without the basic things. So this roza, it makes us think also that, and really we don't really understand what is hunger. Especially, yeah, our winter rozas at the moment, 12, 13 hour rozas, we don't really feel the hunger. But people who haven't seen or smelt or seen food for 3 days, for a week, nothing whatsoever, those people know. Those people whose children, they seeing the children who are hungry in front of them. The husband is seeing the wife. Parents are seeing the children hungry. This is a month not really of feasting and eating, but it is a month of fasting also, and it is not a month of eating really, but it is a month of feeding. We saw Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to, he was very strict on his diet also. What he ate, what quantity he ate, he was very strict. On the dasturkhan, a whole lot of people are sitting, and all types of food is there. And so we've seen this, that Hazrat's plate is full all the time. And anyone wants to dish out for him, he doesn't stop them. And his mouth is moving, Hazrat used to eat paan. So his mouth is moving all the time. All you think that Hazrat is eating. And then like it is common practice, that the buzurg people like to get his barakat. So Hazrat says, put this in his plate, give him that, give him that. So his plate gets full, it gets empty again. It gets full, it gets empty. And he didn't eat one bit of the food. He was very particular about the food, about his diet. He didn't eat one bit. And everyone got the impression Hazrat is eating. And he's eating well, his plate is full. But he's not eating, he's giving everything. Same thing with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Mu'az Zakariya Sahib. On his dasturkhan in Madinatul Munawwara, supper used to be after Isha. also a lot of people were invited, and food used to be prepared. People used to bring food also, and Hazrat used to sit at the head of the table and always say, give him also, is he eating? His plate is empty, look at him also. But Hazrat himself hardly really ate anything. Hazrat, in Ramadan, Hazrat, no, there was no talk of a meal. Just here and there, a little bit, not even snacks, what we call snacks, not even so much, less than that also. Little bit here and there. Iftari time, little bit. And then after Isha, a little bit. And Seri time, a little bit. That's all. But feeding, Allahu Akbar. Always feeding the other people. So this is the month that we think also of those people. And Hazrat used to stress also, we have so many things on our dasturkhan for iftari. We should think of the poor and the needy. Either we send from here, if they are living in our area, or we send money to them, or we send whatever today hampers things people are doing. May Allah reward all these people who are doing this, and so to the extent they are doing in their rozas, they are going feeding the people, and across the board, everyone they are feeding. May Allah increase. So this is a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah let us make qadr. As Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if we live our Ramzan as we are supposed to be, then Eid comes, we get happy. And if we did observe our Ramadan, then our whole life will be observed. Then our mort will be our Eid. May Allah make it that our real Eid is our mort. On that day, Allah is happy with us. What to say of that person? And mashallah, how many people get such mort, that at the time of mort, they are even in fact jovial, and they are happy, the clear signs they are seeing. And then, like Fustu, Warabbil Kaaba, what a mort must be that mort. So Allah Ta'ala, let us live, appreciate this month. So one is, let us not become lax in any way, let us in fact increase more. It is said that a horse, when it's coming home, it rushes more, it goes faster. So we also, as Ramadan is coming close, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that the last 10 days, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even more he used to exert himself. So we mustn't become lax in any way, but how much we can Allah give us tawfiq, we are extremely weak, and Allah is na'am al-qadirin. Allah, there is nobody who can appreciate like Allah Ta'ala. Small, small things Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala makes maghfirat of people on small, small things also. So Allah is, whatever we can do, never hold back. Whatever good we can do, do it. Every guna we must try and stay away. As far as, even we don't think it's a small guna, or it's like la yani, we don't think it's la yani as guna. But these are the weeds which destroy the whole crop afterwards. These are those little sparks which burn down the whole building. So Allah does us stay away from all this also as much as possible. Fully Allah give us tawfiq to stay away. So this is the month that we have to try and keep our rozas also, and make roza what is called a roza. And every ibadat of ours, our namaz also, we are making namaz. May Allah accept the whole ummah. Allah give us all tawfiq, and that we get the concern in this month that we make our namazes. For example, when Allah is giving so much farad, roza, what the rewards of the roza. Nafal roza has got so much fazilat. Farad roza, what the value and darja by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Allah is giving so much for namazes, Allah is increasing our farad to 70. Let us try in our way that we also become conscious of our istinja also. Normally, people, unfortunately, people who don't have the value of deen, they regard istinja as something like a waste of time, na'uzubillah, something superfluous. But as one person said, that a white person, he told that that we used to make a mockery of the Muslims, that we are going to be reaching the moon, they said at one time. Whether they reached it or not reached it, that's a different story. But you people are still worried about your istinja. But now they came back to the Muslims and they told, teach us how to make istinja. the cleanliness which our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our deen has taught us, it's nowhere else in the world. Nobody has got this cleanliness. And to what extent our cleanliness? So Allah make it that we become conscious. Istibra, we try, at least now in Ramadan, we try, start off, when our namaz is becoming valuable, from our side, let us also put in as much as we can. So our istinja, our wudu also, to become conscious, not to waste water in our wudu also. Commonly, we are making wudu from the tap. It's no problem. There is nothing wrong. But alhamdulillah, Allah reward Maulana Yusuf Mutala sahab that this mud, he had it made and he had it distributed free of charge in the whole world. Everywhere he sent. How much he sent. So we try, if Allah give us tawfiq, to make a wudu from the mud. That our wudu, we ask for Allah Ta'ala to give us a complete perfect wudu according to sunnah. And maqbool indallah, that our wudu also be properly, in our wudu, no talking also. Allah save us from that also. That is the effect on our namaz again. And then according to sunnah, if we can, if it is possible, when we should endeavor, and at least it should be in our heart, facing qibla when we are making wudu, not wasting water, not talking, the relevant du'as of wudu. Allah give us tawfiq of that also. Miswak in wudu. Very, very great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq of making our miswak also regularly. And with every wudu that we make, we miswak, the namaz becomes 70 times more valuable. Imagine that the faraz which comes becomes 70 in Ramadan. And by miswak, 70 times more. How lot Allah is giving. And on the day of Qiyamah, all our actions, our lives, Allah make it that we don't do those things, or we don't leave out those things, that afterwards we are sorry, why didn't I do that? There are so many a'mal, but just little bit doing it, little bit attention, and the rewards are so great. For example, we read the last ruku of Surah Ali, of Surah Ali Imran, inna fi khalqi samawat. Then a whole night's ibadat sawab a person gets if he reads it. One riwayat is between Maghrib and Isha at night if we read it. A person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of Tahajjud. Sawab of Laylatul Qadr he gets. So just imagine that, and in Ramadan again, if we do that, Allah give us all tawfiq. So there are so many things, and there are so many things which we still don't know also. This is the one great benefit of making contact with ulama who are concerned about amal, about all these things. We learn about the reading this, the three quls to read after Fajr, after Maghrib. What great rewards. Hasbi Allah, La ilaha illahu, after Maghrib, after Fajr, all these things, three ayats of Suratul Hashr, to read all that, what great rewards there are in this. So Allah make us aware of this. There are so many amal, small amal, and ulama, Allah reward them. They have even written that small amal, reward very big. And they have written all those kitab. So Allah give us tawfiq. So this month of Ramadan, let us try and make the best of it. Shaitan is also working. Though the big shaitans are chained, according to the various explanations given by ulama, the effects are still there, or the small shaitans are still there, and they distract us. May take our mind to other things, and we get involved in all unnecessary things. Allah save us. Now, as Ramadan is coming towards the end, it mustn't happen that now we are more worried about our Eid clothes, Eid shopping. This year we don't know how it will be, but otherwise, commonly, all the Eid shopping that goes, and the special malls which are set up for Eid shopping, etc. At one time we heard also, hope it does not happen, that women folk should go for shopping and they should not keep roza because it's too heavy. They can't. So the shopping is given more important than the roza. The very object for what the Ramadan, and that shopping is also for the Eid. For what we forget the actual object. Like for example, one nikah took place one time, and 3 days all the wedding celebrations. That is the actual celebration, the preparation is much more longer. but the actual celebration. But then they were not, they couldn't remember and decide whether the actual nikah took place, ijab or qubul took place, whether the nikah was made or not. They were so involved in all the other things. So we must not forget the actual object of Ramadan also. So as we are coming close also, like women for the Eid preparations, etc., and then the food, the clothing, children, etc., all others also, whatever, let us not forget that. And this year is a different environment also, but otherwise, then like some going for a holiday after Eid, worried about all preparation of all those things, and a holiday, so much so, experts of that field, who they call experts, they say that a person, for example, a heart patient, should never go for a holiday. Because they say it's the stress of preparing for the holiday is more than what the rest you're going to get. And when you come back, you are more tired. So you are doing yourself much more harm in all this. So today, we say it has become very easy. Everything is online. But the tension has become much more. And of course, all the radiation of all these things all the time, which is affecting a person all the time, whether you are sitting in front of a computer screen, whether you're sitting with your cell phone, this radiation, what it's causing to a person, that is much worse compared to previously, as we would think, that to light the stove, you had to go and chop wood, you had to get your coal and all that. It seemed outwardly much more work, but actually it was much more rahat and much more comfort for a person. And the clear thing is, those people, when they, all these things were so manual, but so lot barakat in time. They had so much time for so much. Today we haven't got time to visit a person. We now don't have time to even make a phone call. Even that phone call, the time also is a problem. So the original things have got all their barakat. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we don't miss out on this month of Ramadan. We keep our rozas properly. And in the proper keeping of the rozas, where we keep rozas of not eating, drinking, not any sexual relationship with our spouses, alhamdulillah, the ummah keeps that roza. But more we become conscious that we try and keep a much more better roza. And that is, we keep rozas of the eyes also. That looking at any haram, all the time it is haram. But in the month of Ramadan, it is even worse. How nicely somebody has said that, for example, the month of Ramadan, your fridge may be full, even the day, the leftover samosas, pies or something, and you really enjoy that, but you won't eat. The housewife is alone in the house, there is no one watching her. Children keep roza and they don't eat in their roza. Allah brings this realization that Allah is watching, and if we just pay a little attention to get that reality into us, that Allah is watching us and Allah's qudrat is so great. What Allah can do to us if we disobey Him. Anyway, we don't eat that samosa, but we go outside and then at haram we are looking. We make ihtiyat from the wife also, that we don't want to embrace her or anything that is Ramzan now, that we shouldn't be kissing, we shouldn't be embracing. But outside we see other women, on the phone we see, and there we don't pay any attention. And so many clips will come on the phone, which are video, you can see, and they are women also. You are not looking with a lustful intention, but still you are looking what you are not supposed to be looking at. So Allah prevent, save us from all this. And even the things which are permissible to look at, this is a month that we try and avoid that also. That all, which is not necessary for us to look at, which won't do any harm to us if we don't look. So try and avoid that also. In the same way with our tongue also. Speak only what we have to speak, what we can avoid. Usually in a training process, always there is more precaution and more strict conditions which are kept in the training. So in the month of Ramadan, let us be more harder on ourselves. And let us try and control ourselves much more in everything. Our thoughts also, our eyes also, our ears also, our tongue also, everything. And in that will come in, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also writes, our food also. Try and keep to the basics. We perhaps will never be able to reach that level where the buzurgs have reached. And we read about other buzurgs the whole month of Ramadan, how they survived. And their attendance impressed and forced them to have a bit more to eat. At such time they would say, Subhanallah, I'm getting the taste of the food of Jannah. Allah gives the taste of the food of Jannah and Allah feeds them. And really, when spirituality, Allah makes it, it opens upon us also. Then all these physical things, we realize they are really nothing. And what the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that I've seen those buzurgs of mine that forget when they are making zikr, when they see somebody else make zikr, water comes in their mouth. Like we, just you talk of some food, etc., water comes in the mouth. You smell some food, delicious food, biryani or something, water comes in the mouth. Water should come when they should see somebody making zikr, somebody making tilawat, the enjoyment they should get. Unfortunately, we are such, we don't make zikr ourselves, and somebody else makes zikr. Then that we are so allergic to it. Usually a person is allergic to something when he takes it himself. He takes the wrong medicine which is not supposed, then the reaction comes on him. Or he eats something which is not supposed to eat, the reaction comes on him. But we, somebody else is making zikr and our reaction. And we go off on a tangent that this is wrong and this is not supposed to be done. But our wrong things are wrong things. And if zikr is done in the wrong way, then that is wrong of course. But people sitting making zikr, people making tilawat, and it affects us in the wrong way. Allah make it that this enjoyment comes. Enjoyment of the month of Ramadan. And we see, if we hear, we see young children making so much effort, keeping rozas, little children. We hear about old people, sickly people keeping roza. We should become happy. But unfortunately, some people become angry on these things. What good is taking place, and some try and block it in various ways also. Allah save us from that. If we can't be doing good, let us not at least block what is good. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah, Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his bay'at, one particular thing, that he should not say that you must go in Jamaat, but he should say, not to become a blockage in any way in the work of deen. If we can't go, we don't want to go, but don't block others. Whoever wants to, whatever work of deen, whether it is in the Khanqah line, somebody wants to become an alim, somebody wants to become an alima, somebody wants to go in parda, somebody wants to keep a beard, let us not discourage them in any way. Somebody wants to give up insurance policies, let us not put fear in that person. Let us not stop any good. Whatever somebody wants to, if we can't do it ourselves, at least don't stop somebody else. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this month is a very glorious month. In every way, it is a great month. Allah give us the qadr of it. And finally, all we can say is we are spoilers. We can't observe it properly, and we just beg Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala out of His mercy and His kindness that He bless us with this month as what it is supposed to be. And one dua, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib taught that before namaz, if we just make this dua, Allahumma atini afdala ma tu'ti ibadika as-salihin, then that namaz will become much more valuable. Like that we ask Allah our rozas. When we make ziyarat of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, there also is the dua that Ya Allah, make us amongst that. Make this group our waft amongst that group that is the most honorable in your sight, that is the most beloved to you. It seems like a pride or something we want to, but that is what we have to have from Allah. We beg of Allah that He make us amongst the best. We are far from it, but if Allah declares that, and Allah is so merciful, like the person who came for Hajj and he wanted to make all his namazes in Takbir-e-Ula, Saf-e-Ula, but he felt so ill, he couldn't even make it to the Haram. But Buzurg told him, according to your intention, Allah has given you for their full reward. Your niyat was there, you wanted to do it, you couldn't manage it. So you got your full reward. So like that also, in this month, we try make our target the highest. Make our niyat the highest. And Allah Ta'ala will give accordingly. Allah is most merciful. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us appreciate this month. Forgive us our shortcomings. And give us the tawfiq to spend the month correctly as it is supposed to be spent. Not get involved also in all these controversies and all this... all these conspiracies and conspiracy theories and all, and for women folk or now Eid clothing or all the baking and the cooking for Eid, let us focus on what we have to be focusing on. And we concentrate on this, Allah will see to all our work. May Allah give us all tawfiq, be pleased with us, forgive us, and be happy with us in our dunya's life at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. On every occasion, crossing Pul Sirat and all the other occasions that will come, Allah make it easy for all of us and guide us to righteousness.